all my occupations. I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
Yes, it is 17:17 past the hour, and from our Washington D.C. studios, Roland Martin on the show right now. How you doing, Roland?
All good. Today on TV One, News One Now at 9 a.m. We've got Jamie Foxx and Kwabena Wallace. Did I get it right, Sybil?
Yeah.
That it?
Yeah.
That
you
it?
Got it? Yep.
Okay, I just called her Miss Wallace. Yeah, Annie. And so, of course, hit theaters today, and so we're looking forward to that conversation on the show. And Sybil, more advertisers are dropped out of Sorority Sisters, and the four national black sororities have all come out with a national panhandle calling for VH1 to drop the show. They say we're not going to drop it. We got 1.3 million. So guess what? We're about to turn it up and shut it down. So we ain't done. We ain't done, because we ain't gonna be trash.
Why nobody stepped out for Love and Hip Hop? Why they didn't step up for them?
Oh, hell, I was trying to, because I can't stand that ignorant stuff as well. You know, a bunch of crazy, deranged people walking around. But, hey, that's what they got.
I thank God that somebody stepped up for Single Ladies.
Oh, goodness. All right.
That was some of the worst acting I've seen in my life.
Look at the time.
All right, then. So we've seen all these protests all around the country against police brutality and the killing of black folks. But a lot of people don't even realize what happened last week and what took place just this week. Last week, Congress passed a bill called the Death in Custody Bill. It was passed last year by the House. The Senate did it last week. The president signed it into law this week. And the brother who sponsored that bill, Congressman Bobby Scott of Virginia, is on the phone lines right now. First of all, Congressman, congratulations on getting your bill passed by Congress, signed into law by the president.
Make a lot of difference, too. Hello?
Yes, sir. You on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to make a lot of difference, too, because if we're going to do anything about all of these police killings, one thing we need is clear information. Without the information, we can't legislate, because you start off by saying, well, there are all these deaths, and then the response is, well, I don't think so. Yes, they are. No, they're not. How are you going to have you can't even have a coherent conversation without the information.
What does this bill do? So exactly what does this bill do?
It requires anybody that dies in custody, and that means in a prison, in a jail, state or federal, or in the process of arrest, the law enforcement agency just has to write a report, name, gender, race, age, and a brief description of what happened. Just a brief description, and it's sent to the Justice Department. Now, when the Justice Department gets it, they look at it, they might see that you need an investigation, but they have the information.
So in the case of the state of, like for instance, Congressman, in the case of the state of Utah, they've had more people in Utah in the last 5 years killed by police than by drug dealers. And so by having that data, it allows the DOJ to say, wait a minute, we have a trend here. What in the world is going on with Utah cops?
And that's exactly you can see if there are any racial patterns. You can see if there are any, if it's the experience of the police, it's police with no experience, or maybe the older police, whether it's training, whether there's a disconnect between the police and the community. And that's something that, Roland, we're going to have to look at, because there should be no disconnect between the police and the community. Police are selected through a democratic process. I mean, we select judges. They didn't fall out of the sky. They're elected. Democratically elected officials picked them. In Ferguson, we know the problem, where you have a community two-thirds African-American and a police force virtually all white. We know the problem there is people didn't vote. And so that's where that came from. And so we need to make sure that people, that the police are part of the community, that they're there to protect and serve. And so we need to make sure the democratic process is working. And part of the problem is that in the Death in Custody Reporting Act, we'll make sure that we have the information so that we can see the patterns and we can come in and do something about it. When you get these patterns, the Department of Justice will have the information and they'll see the patterns as they come in.
Congressman, do you believe that the massive protests all across the country in the streets also helped your cause? Because you passed it in the House. The Senate did not take it up. And is it true that Senator Rand Paul assisted in the Senate to make this happen?
Well, the Senate just operates by weird rules, and the rule we were having to work in was unanimous consent. And we had, we got 50 quick votes, and then 60, 70, 80. And they have a process where they, anybody that has a concern can put a hold on the bill. And until you get people to release their holds, then you don't have unanimous consent. We got to 97, and Rand Paul helped with the last three. I can tell you that the fact that there was a protest coming up Saturday meant that nobody wanted their name on all those signs, because instead of Black Lives Matter, it would be Black Lives Don't Count, and then name the senator who was holding it up.
Wow.
We did point out to people that the protest was coming, and they didn't want a lot of times they protect the senator. You're talking to the staff. I said, don't do this to your boss, because you're going to have to explain to him what his name is doing on national TV.
And I'm sure you were like, look, I'm just trying to help you out.
Right.
I don't want you to get embarrassed.
And we had a legislative strategy to keep it low-key, but that was kind of in the background, and it's very helpful. So this is going to be helpful, and we're going to be able to make some progress as a result.
All right. Congressman Bobby Scott of Virginia, we thank you so very much for your leadership on this issue. And great job.
Thank you, Roland.
I appreciate it.
Good job.
That's what happens when you're an alpha man.
Hello.
Alpha man.
Congressman Scott, an alpha man. Everybody couldn't get in.
Merry Christmas, Roland.
Thank you, Roland.
Y'all have a great Christmas, great New Year.
All right. Thank you.
LaVale, I got some hotcakes for you.
You got your dickie on?
I got some hotcakes for you.
I know you already.
And turkey sausage.